So you can finally get an actual answer.
Holy shit. Okay, so I got the Grisaia part, but who is the character again?
Who is what? Machina?
Yeah, Machina. Okay. I just need for myself a picture to go ahead with this. So I'm gonna
the DFC one. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, her. Yes, absolutely perfect taste. I love it.
The Rory.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. The do you like fish one? Very cute. My favorite.
Nice. Okay, so I haven't played Grisaia. I probably should, but yes.
Fucking geez.
I'm sorry.
How did you not play Grisaia? What? Hey, do you even know what anime is?
Absolutely, yes. But I haven't played a bunch of ENs.
Do you know what DJing is?
No, I'm the single worst DJ that's ever touched the planet Earth.
I've never DJed, so you're probably better than me.
You know what? Seriously, get a cheap-ass DJ rig and beat the shit out of me.
What's a cheap-ass DJ rig?
Something you get out of eBay or whatever you have. Craigslist, I suppose it's called?
Give me a specific model, because I per the DICE's behest, I was forced to apply yesterday.
Ah, yes, yes.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, so one sane choice is a DDJ 400, but seriously, any DDJ controller is gonna be good.
DDJ,
yeah.
I see.
I started with a DDJ Wego, which is fucking garbage, and it broke. And then I switched to a DDJ 400, which is unrelatedly was related in the thread. But any DDJ is alright. They're kind of cheap-ish. They're Pioneer, which is what you're gonna run into in a club, which is alright.
This is cheap and cute. Oh, now that's what I'm talking about. Alright.
Post a link. I want to see it.
Someone already posted a link.
Yes. Loading.
You want a link to?
No. Oh, okay. This is ridiculous. What the fuck? No. No. You don't want this.
I don't trust that one. Ban that one.
Okay, so get a DDJ Wego or a DDJ 400. Those are sane. Or rather, any cheap DDJ is gonna be alright.
Google is showing it to me, so I think this is where I need to be.
Is that a 400?
Yeah, DDJ 400.
Those are right. You're only going to get two decks, which means that you get the thing you're currently playying, and you get the thing that you're going to play. Now, the only issue is if you're not too sure about what you want to play next, then you're gonna want to preview all the tracks, and that kind of requires you to have three decks, which means you need four decks, and you need to go more expensive. And that kind of fucking sucks.
Five, and if you have five, you might as well have six. I see where this is going.
No. It caps out at four. It's that easy.
How many alcohols is Ed drunk? Not enough. Kanpai.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Kanpai.
And I want you to have thrown up -3 times by the end of today. That's my goal.
I'm going to throw off an exact 0 amount of times.
No, -3. You need to be less than 3.
Alright, I can do that.
You need so little that you could throw up tomorrow and not and be like net zero.
Okay, so the thing is, when I said negative two, minus two originally, that was because one time I went to bed and I woke up 7 hours later and I just puked my guts out and went back to bed. That counted.
Okay. At zero.
Yes. I'm gonna aim for zero.
You've actually thrown up two times from drinking?
Yeah, so far, yes.
Is that the actual number?
Actual number, yeah.
That almost makes me feel bad. Because I'm younger than you and I've thrown up five times.
Well, I suppose you just had a much more amount of fun than I did.
No, it's not fun. It's less fun.
Sort of, Scott. I don't believe you.
Okay, that's true. All right, fuck, I'll drink again.
Actually, maybe I want another compay.
The third compay.
Good stuff. I just drunk a piece of hair.
I said happy birthday, right? I said that. All right.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it. I am past the age of 30. I am a wizard. I'm fucking dead. I think.
Everyone's a wizard, but you watched puppets, right? This is more important.
Watched the what?
Puppets.
Oh, the old thing from British DJ, right? British TV.
Ed, have you not watched the puppet television show?
No. I know what it is, but I haven't watched it.
In the year 1600, the ancient Japanese carpet weavers, they had puppets, right? And Gen Urobuchi, back in the day, because he's like 700 years old at this point. He was directing the puppets.
Alright.
He created anime. That's where anime came from, in case you're wondering. He also invented the television.
Alright.
Specifically so that he could broadcast the puppets to all of Japan.
Alright.
The reason Japan lost World War II was actually because they were all watching puppets and they were distracted from the fighting, and so they couldn't fight back, and they were defeated. It was a true tragedy.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys in the thread, you can't see my face right now, but it's currently broken. But yes, please go ahead.
In the end, we have the puppets. Specifically, this one. This one's very cute. I'm glad my Shammy friends are posting the cute puppet. Oh my god. Please stop boosting the Ed edits. Boost Chinese Ed, quick.
This line is close to deep, boss. Yeah, that's another compay, actually. Shit. I need more booze. Hang on.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
No, you're not gonna die. We're gonna meet up at... Fuck. That is a lot of booze. I'm good at this. I'm going to add just the right amounts of orange juice to hit the edge of the glass, and I'm just gonna this is contour, which is like quite it's 40%, but it originally tastes like orange-ish. somebody just bullied me into buying this, and I'm not actually sure what it is, but it's alright. It's a Contra.
Contra, yeah.
Yes.
Fuck, I honestly don't know what nationality it's from, so I can't
pronounce it. No, it's Irish. It's Irish, because a coworker bullied me into buying this while we were in Italy. And the only other Italian thing I've had so far is when an Italian officer just gave me a bottle of homebrew, something he made in his backyard, and it's the fucking best thing I've ever had in my entire life. It was so fucking good. And it was, he kept it in a drawer in his office. It was just fucking great. And I finally managed to free my headphones from the grips on my chair, so that was good.
Don't let your chair control you. Become the master of your own drinks.
You know what? I'm working on it.
Didn't you say you'd had limoncello?
Yes, homebrew limoncello, and that's just the fucking best.
Yeah, limoncello is Italian.
Yeah. No, seriously. Homebrew limoncello is so much better than a regular limoncello. It's just the flavor. It's so much better. It's fucking mind-blowing.
It's pretty good.
No, seriously. If your reference points is the limoncello you can get in stores, then actually it doesn't matter, because it's... Limoncello can just be so much better. And I'm just gonna go ahead and... No, seriously. Like, if you compare this to beer. Actually, beer or... Actually, seriously. Anything you can brew yourself is just gonna be much better.
I never drink beer. I only drink hard liquor.
That is very respectable. I love you. Okay, wait, no, seriously, which continent are you from?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is there any chance you could make it to Sweden this Christmas?
That's the part where there's
kind of. If there is a problem, I can pick you up in my car. I can drive to a country which is more convenient, and I can pick you up there, and we can go to Sweden together.
Listen, if I'm legally allowed to go to Sweden according to the laws of the United States of fuck, sure. Let me Google it. Google will tell me the answer, right?
No, seriously, if you're American, it literally shouldn't be a problem, because you are the worst reference points for problematics.
I don't like being from this country.
Like, oh no, that is not okay. Okay, so I have like a dedicated room spare you can chill in for whatever week it takes for you to get the approval it takes to move to wherever other city it is. Like, oh, seriously, just to come over, I'll set you away. And for New Year's, we're gonna go to Sweden. We're gonna have a lot of fun. How does that sound? Hell yeah!
I don't care if it's a crime. I'll fucking do it.
My apartment, Christmas Eve.
Hey, if you ever want to come to America, you can come live with me. Please don't. It sucks.
It's your okay. I'm never going to fucking go to America, but it's the only way around.
Have you ever been to America?
I've been to Canada. That was okay. I fucked up at the borders control. Hang on. I'm still amazed. I made it into Canada itself because I really fucking fucked up the border control. My autism just blew through every barrier there is, and I still fucking made it through somehow. I made it into Canada. I'm never ever gonna make it into America, and I actually really fucking don't want to.
And they let everyone into America. They let me here when I was born. They let me in. It was the biggest fucking mistake of their lives. And yet here I am.
Okay. No, seriously. Okay. First, kanpai.
Jesus Christ, Ohio is already the entire fucking North American continent.
That was a good kanpai, but please, Christmas Eve, come to my apartment, and we will both get into my car, and we're going to go to Sweden, and we're going to party our asses off.
I'll do it. Christmas Eve?
Yes.
So I'm going to write it in a notepad file, and then I will message you online tomorrow while I'm
talking
about shit.
This is an open suggestion to anyone. My apartment, Christmas Eve, my car, going to Sweden. I have room for 5 people.
How many people do we have here? What's 58 plus 53?
Right, so far it's just 2. Two.
111 people here. 111 people. Christmas Eve, Sweden. I'll see you there.
We need a big car.
Clown car it. It'll be fine.
Okay, so the thing is, there actually is a mega mansion. There actually is, currently, this one Swedish guy built a house. And it has a room.
A mega mansion?
Kind of, yes. It can house an infinite amount of people. But you have to be happy with the requirements. That you provide a sleeping mattress and a place to sleep. Unless you want to share a tiny ass house with 4 other people. And the house can only be locked from the outside in. So you're gonna be locked in.
Can it be a tiny house with 4 Googas? Because I'm down.
Bring your own mattress. It's alright. And if you need an extra bed, if you need an extra bed, you can share it with me. Because I share beds with so many people, it's just ridiculous at the point.
And there's something you have to know, and that's that I'm not a convict of, or sorry, what is it? Hovthrusing trap?
Are you wearing underwear, my dude? Say yes.
Implying.
Say yes.
Do you want me to be?
Say yes.
Come by.
Excuse that I fucked up.
Oh my god, I killed it.
No. It's alright. I fucked up.
And I'm actually a licensed ambulance driver.
Oh shit!
If you died right now, I could drive across the ocean to Sweden in like 5 hours. CPR at your funeral. It would be really romantic.
You know what? I truly appreciate that. That's fucking great. But the only issue here is that you would miss the country because I unfortunately live in Norway, Kongsberg.
My god. I can't believe it.
No, I'm sorry, Micah just fucked you up.
You're telling me the internet, what? Who would just go on the internet and tell lies?
Actually, you know what? This calls for another compi because we really need it. This is compi time.
I'm drinking more, fuck it.
Yeah. No, that is my quotes. Yeah.
My goal is to make you die. Because if we die together, then we can be cremated together. And then our ashes can be mixed. And it'll be like we're the same person.
But we're in a different continent. And I would like to bet that we... No, seriously, we had different gods. That's it.
My god is money. Who's your god?
No. Seriously, though. Jesus Christ. The god. That is my god.
Let him be accused, O Lord, come, amen.
Okay, so, seriously, this is gonna piss off a lot of people, but I am actually a Christian. And I'm sorry, but this is actually a thing. You know what? Compay.
What is this?
Okay, so seriously. Neutral Milk Hotel. I do not know this song. I have been exposed to it enough times, but I do not know it.
The Moon Hotel?
No. Moon Hotel is fucking great. That's the best song ever made.
And the Moon Hotel is a financially poor investment. There's no way anyone will want to go to the Moon Hotel.
No, fuck off. We're going to listen to Moon Hotel as soon as this is over. Because Moon Hotel is the best song ever made.
No one would want to go to the Moon. There isn't a single person. Not even the one who said, I
want
to go to the Moon. I want to go to the Moon.
Say Mars Hotel.
Hotel?
Mars Hotel. Yes.
Mars.
Say we make a hotel in Mars.
you cut out.
We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna make a hotel at Mars.
We're gonna make a hotel in Mars?
Yeah.
Done. Where do I sign?
Right here, my dude.
Listen, if I had infinite money, given infinitely much time, I will have infinite money. And with that infinite money, I will build infinitely many rooms in the Maguka Mansion on Mars.
Okay, no, okay, seriously though, where do you currently live?
I told you, I live in America, and I'm not happy about it.
Where? Where in America?
New York State.
New York State, okay. So the flight tickets from New York State to Norway are okay. You can get over here.
I spend all my money on stupid stuff that I think is fun anyway. I'm like $300,000 fucking dollars in debt. It doesn't matter what I spend my money
in that
on
case,
because it's all just a
problem. In that case, what if you and the previous Gooka just get real. Hang on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What if you and the previous Gooka just got plane tickets to my apartment in Oslo, Norway? And we get an RV and we fuck off.
Fuck off for how long? Like forever?
Forever.
Forever and ever?
Yeah. Because I fucking hate this life. I want to get out of it. I want to leave.
What? No, wait. Okay, but you can leave and you can go really far away, but you have to still post on shamk.o.
No, as long as I'm alive, it's alright. Which means I have to be an a European.
No, I can't live. I can't live without my friends at shamk.o.
That's alright though, you have internet. Like, internet in all of Europe is cheap. You can just get a SIM card and get free access.
Stop saying shamik.o. Okay, what else is the site called?
Seriously. We make a pact that we're all going to meet up in Oslo. No, hang on. We're all going to meet up in Oslo. Hang on. Next weekend, we're meeting up in Oslo City Center. I show up with my garbage piece of shit, which is my car. I pick you all up. We had to fuck Sweden, which cares not at all about where people is from. And that's it. We build our mansion. We make the mega mansion. That's it. We make our own castle. And we fucking make it happen.
Okay, I don't know if I can be there next week. I think that's a little bit too short notice.
Maybe not next weekend, but...
So that I become a Dr. Shamikos, so that I can fund the
Meguka
Mansion.
Oh shit, how long is that?
That's like 10 years.
Fuck.
One second.
No, seriously, I'm a software engineer. I can probably pull anything off. If I want to.
I mean, I can't fund everyone. I can't fund the mansion where we all live together.
No, that's alright. I made up $500 that we can throw away. $500. Free to anyone to use.
is basically 500 yen, which is like $5. It's free.
Okay, have you ever watched any Russian, what's it called again, there's bush camp, like things where people just make things. Just make your own huts, and make your own toilets, and that's it. It's just like, make a house.
But in Russia?
I suppose.
Wait, what? Wait, I'm getting... the Russian making convention. Actually, I'm getting to the part where I start... not understanding what other people say to me, so come by again.
No, seriously. Like just okay. Let's start with the kanpai because I want a kanpai. Here is a kanpai.
Starting point. That's a good starting point. I like that.
I have what?
I'm going to get another drink. Better get two drinks.
I will have drinks. Eventually. But first, I have watched enough YouTube videos to realize that you can buy garbage cold water and turn it into an electricity generator. Because it's the same way with headphones and microphones. They supplement each other. If you speak into a microphone, it generates electricity. If you listen to music, it generates electricity. If you pour water into a washing machine, it generates electricity. It is literally...
That electricity is lost as heat.
For the most part, yes. But if you supply enough water... you got free electricity. I mean, this is a fact. It just works this way.
And you're talking about converting like 1% or 3% of wasted energy into more energy.
It's not even that. It's like 20%. No, seriously, it's like 20%.
No, if we could take 100% of lost energy...
No.
Ed, you're talking about breaking the third law of thermodynamics.
No.
The first step towards becoming God. If I could take all of the energy wasted and just... not wasted?
No!
I could stop the progression of entropy. And you know, Ed, do you know what scares me more than anything in the universe? Fucking entropy.
Entropy is the fucking law of God. You can't break that. Recall, I am a Christian.
No, it isn't. It's not the law of God. It's the first law of thermodynamics. It's the first thing to go.
Excuse me while I blow my nose because I have a sinus problem. Hang on. Guess seriously, the problem is that you have at most 90% to gain from bullshitting the law of thermodynamics. Seriously, you can take an old washing machine, you can pour water into it. You will get electricity out of it. The limit is roughly 80%. You get free electricity, but you need enough flow water to make it happen. And you need to not fuck it up.
The washing machine uses more energy than you're putting in. You're getting like 5% of that.
No! No! Thing is, you don't use the washing machine! That's it! It's this idle! It doesn't do anything!
And you're talking about perpetual motion, which breaks the third law of thermodynamics.
Not quite! Not that. Quite! I will link you. No! I will link you videos proving this. It's not. No. Hang on, then. No. It is not perpetual motion. It is just more effective than what people want you to believe.
Perpetual motion is just infinite energy. Trust
me. No. It is not. Hang on. It is not perpetual motion. It is not infinite energy. It is just more efficient energy. I don't think one should believe what's happening.
And if you could put more energy into a machine, if you could put energy into a machine and get more out than you put in, that's infinite energy.
No! It is not talk about more.
Yes.
No, hang on. It is not about talk about more energy. It's just getting energy out of it. And the part is, more energy than that they want you to believe is possible. You can get the limits.
The government is hiding perpetual motion from us.
I can provide you proof that you can get more motion than what they want you to believe. Hang on. It is not perpetual motion, it's just more motion.
It's not perpetual motion, it's just a bullshit, trust me.
Hang on. Okay, so, I have your accounts online, I can link your YouTube videos tomorrow.
Shit, yeah.
I fucking won! What program did you download?
The Loopstream one.
No, I cannot.
Uh-huh. Is that what they told you to say?
You can look at the source code. No, I cannot.
Are you trying to tell me that I know what the fuck the source code means? Because I do not.
You should learn C#, because it's the most powerful programming language there is. Seriously. C#. Actually, I need a compi. I'm gonna go compi. Drink a compi.
There was a time, like 2 months ago, where I tried to learn C.
Yeah.
And there was the programming click.
Yeah.
And we were doing that math thing.
Yeah.
And I did like 5 of the problems. And I was really proud of myself because it worked.
Yeah.
And then it died.
C is fucking garbage.
Well, that's the problem.
No, seriously, hang on. My job and my current company. Hang on. I just need to barf. Hang on.
Oh my god,
my job, my current company is being a C++ software engineer. That is fucking garbage. I am not doing that. My current job and my position in my work is that I'm supposed to write C++ software. And that's fucking garbage. I'm not doing that. Because C++ is junk.
Alright, noted.
No, it's not even that. It's just that doing anything else than that is more productive. And we finally got somebody in charge of doing things. It's I think is the best way to place it. In the sense that I have to middle boss. Kind of.
The most middling of all. Oh my god, that's a lot of flat moves.
Yeah, seriously, my job is a fucking piece of garbage. And I wish I never end up in this place, but it is just a fucking piece of garbage. You know what? I need to compile because I keep losing my phone, so I'm gonna compile right now.
That's true. If you compile more, you don't lose your phone. Compile.
Compile.
Compile for the sake of finding your phone.
Compile. I find my phone, is alright. Wait, seriously, how long have I been talking to you?
Yes.
Where do you live?
New York State, why do you ask?
New York State, are you killing? Are you killing?
No.
Fuck.
I find that insulting. requesting killing commit suicide, by the way.
I'm sure I can make that happen.
If you tell me where you live, then I can kill him for you. And it'll be like he committed suicide.
A truck tried so far. It didn't work.
I'm not someone that anyone has ever known. The day I become a name fag is the day I die.
Not happening. But can he make it to Sweden though?
Duh. Give me until New Year's and I will drunkenly figure it out.
No, seriously, the keyword is New Year's. If you can make it to Norway in a time of Christmas Eve, let's say 22, you have plenty of space in my junk car and we can drive to Sweden.
The drunk car, huh?
No, I said junk. Junk.
Yes, drunk, as in illegal.
Are you sure? Okay, hang on. You need more concept. You need more con.
Continent. Ed, are you driving while drunk?
No! No! No!
Oh my god,
Slash! Okay, so, backstory. This summer.
I'm driving drunk because I don't want to hear that backstory.
Slap everything. Slap. Yes. Seriously. This summer, me and one other Norwegian, we went from Norway to Amsterdam, that's like, I have no idea what the miles are in American miles, I don't know those. Okay, so we went from Norway to Netherlands. We did it. There was no booze, there was no drugs, there was no nothing. And we made it through. And that is what I have to offer. I can pick up anyone within the limits of whatever Norway says what limits are. And I can drive you to either the Netherlands or Swedish. And both are really fucking great party points.
Both are where you were born, yes.
Okay, I'm done. I'm just gonna give up.
You know, there's actually an old Japanese legend from the 1700s that says that Ed was born on the border between Norway and Sweden. Is there a border between Norway and Sweden? I actually have no idea.
There is. And literally, no. I spent probably the first 12 months of my life in a Swedish Christian whatever it is. The things that are fucking sects, right?
So I think.
I fucking suppose so. I suppose I'm literally fucking Swedish.
Alright, well, fuck, you finally admitted it.
It was the first year of my life. It's what I spent in a cottage. Hitta. A vocational housage. What do you call that in English? A vocational housage.
A what?
A house you live in just during the weekends.
You think I'm rich enough to know what the fuck that is?
Okay, so seriously, how do I get in touch with you eventually? Just this line account, right?
If you say so.
Just drop me a message online with some message or RC channel or nickname or whatever. That's it. That's good enough. Well, alright.
You like .txt files, right?
Text files are fucking best. They're pure entropy.
Would you download a car?
Yeah.
Oh.
I absolutely would download a car. Pure entropy. Life. Good.
I can't believe I'm talking to someone who would break the law. There you go. I will post my prized possession.
I will message you. I will create a garbage
file input. my 0-byte car.txt is invalid from a Google. I'm sorry,
Matt. Oh, God, I wish I could say something different, but it turns out the Norwegian government decided that Tuhu was a bad license plate. No, thing is, I made a political appliance that watch the thread, I wanted to create a number plate for my car, which was these three letters that was supposed to be the contents of my license plate. And the Norwegian government said that this was offensive.
That's illegal.
Yeah! It's not happening. So I'm going to submit what they call it again. A complaint. Because I have 2 weeks to complain. Asking what the fuck is going on. So I will supply a complaint which just said why dot WTF.
Is that WTF a file extension?
Yeah.
Oh wait, holy shit it is, isn't it?
Yeah. That is my complaint. And I'm gonna, seriously, I'm gonna figure out why I cannot get a 2-road number plate. Because that's fucking bullshit. And I wanna understand why I think this is offensive, somehow. But seriously though, I really want to hang out with you at some point. And fuck, my iPhone died. I can no longer receive phone calls. It just fucking died. If you ever consider going to Europe for some reason, if you want to hang out, let me know. I have approximately 10 beds spare. My apartment in Kongsberg in Norway. I also have a car, which is garbage, but what's that? For now, no more Telegram phone calls until I find my phone charger. We're gonna listen to music. I'm sorry. So sorry for that guy we were talking about so far. Because that was so fucking good. But going back to music. Where is it? There it is. Wait, another Telegram phone call. Hey! Hi! Edel Desert!
You haven't watched Puppets?
Puppets?
You haven't watched Puppets?
The fuck is Puppets?
You've not seen Thunderbolt Fantasy, Ed?
No.
I'm shookus. You're tearing me apart.
Hi.
My cocoa was broken. How did you do this to me?
I absolutely you fucked up. I fucked it up.
How could you do this to us?
I ruined it.
No.
How do I fix it?
It's all a fuck. You have to see Puppets. You do. You need to. You really, really need to. You'll love it. I know you'll love it. Trust me. Do you trust me?
Yes.
I might trust me, but I trust you.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? What I want to do right now is I want to go to bed. I'm gonna go just to sleep. You gonna?
Yeah. That's actually a good idea.
Ah.
That's maybe. Unless right. You drink water, then you won't need to sleep.
I will drink water and then I will go to bed.
Okie dokie. But you're gonna watch Puppets. I'm gonna make you watch Puppets. It's happening.
Okay? Eventually, yes.
Yes. No. Eventually. When will you be not dead?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Huh.
Not even a weekend, like this weekend or next
weekend. Next weekend I will be working.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I want to make you watch Puppets. I want to watch Puppets with you.
Yes. Let's do it.
In 2 weeks, we're watching Puppets. And yes. I want to make everyone watch Puppets. We're all going to watch Puppets, every single one of us.
Oh.
You, me, her, and her, and her, and her, and maybe a him. It might be a her. We can't tell if she's wearing a cute dress.
All the gookas, yeah.
Like you said, if she trapped, then you literally would.
Absolutely.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
But right now, I'm gonna go to bed. And
That's a good idea. Please do drink water before you die.
I will, actually.
I trust you.
Alright. Good night.
You might not trust me. I might not trust me, but I trust you. Have a comfy Oya. I'll see you when we watch puppets, because I'm sorry.
Alright, good night.
Jay, have a good night. I hope you had a lovely fucking birthday.
It was actually great. Right, have a super comfy sleep, Jenny. You know what, I'm just gonna die. I think I'm dead, done. How do I disconnect from this? There. So.